Indeed, the Riders did just that yesterday. Lots of conversations about our Britton Gray, our Rider reporter, clarifying with quarterback Trevor Harris after he stated about wanting to go back-to-back and how it's our time again. And if you missed it, here's what Trevor said about re-signing.
No, I just think anytime you got Corey Mace here and the leadership that we do with J.O. and Kyle Carson and Larry Dean, you're always going to have a chance at that. And so we'll kind of see. I'll sit down with J.O. At some point, probably this week, and then I'll talk to my wife and kind of just go from there. But it's not a physical deterioration thing. I've always said, you know, for a long time, it won't be because of a physical reason. But we'll kind of see how it goes. But this sure is awesome. And, you know, it's kind of been really, really breathtaking to kind of see what this means to the city.
Yeah, there you have it, Coach Mace. We'll talk to him within the next week or so. I don't think he's going to retire. Physically, he mentioned deterioration there. I don't know where he's going with that, but I'm just going to say he is physically capable. It's clearly after a performance like that, even if he is turning 40 next year, he's moving and feeling a lot younger than that, and he keeps himself in such great shape. And one of the callers to the Green Zone yesterday, I think it was Brian, he made a good point in telling us how Trevor Harris isn't going anywhere.
He's a tough guy, and you think Alette would let him walk?
You know what, Brian? He'd pick him up and carry him back to Saskatchewan himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, anytime you saw Trevor Harris after a victory, talking to the media on the field after a game, AJ was always just, you know, waiting to do his big bear hug and pick him up. I think that's what Brian was alluding to. He's not going to let him go anywhere. But really, there's a lot of other potential free agents that need to be signed and supported too, right? AJ Ouellette is one of them. Jamarcus Hardrick, CJ Revis, Sam Emelis, Ian Schaefer Baker, a lot of key contributors, potential free agents. So it should make for an interesting offseason. And you can bet some of the other CFL teams are going to be sniffing around now that we got the Grey Cup and seeing who might become available too. Incidentally, Sam Emelis, this was funny. I thought this was one of the best lines that you might have missed yesterday. Sam's called out Winnipeg for being a... loser. He put an L in place of the W in Winnipeg to come up with Winnipeg in this jab.
I want to thank Winnipeg for the hospitality. Winnipeg. Hey, we are champions. And we're gonna make it again next year. We just getting started. Let's go. Rider Nation, let's go.
I love it. Winnipeg. Anyhow, the team's going to clear out their lockers today. They were probably out partying again with the cup last night. I know some of you said on social media you found them at the Broken Rack in the Golden Mile Mall. A limo pulled up and a whole bunch of riders in the cup got out there. And I shared yesterday how at Memories they stopped in and had dinner and they were eating apple crumble out of the Grey Cup.
Ice cream in the cup.
And I guess later in the evening they took it to karaoke and sang some Creed. With the Grey Cup on the stage, karaoke style there. Our Britton Gray, our Rider reporter, loves to sing Creed at her Christmas party. So looking forward to hearing that again next Friday. but nonetheless, it's clearly a party that will likely last maybe one more day here before the Riders. After they clean out their lockers here, they're probably still going to run around with a cup here today. But good fun. Hey, tonight on television, the Country Music Awards are on. This is country music's biggest night in Nashville, where all the heavyweight stars come out. Lainey Wilson's the host. Riley Green's going to perform. So will Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, Zach Top, Keith Urban, just to name a few. It's as big as the Emmys or as big as the Oscars in Nashville, and it's televised tonight, as a matter of fact. And I bring this up because tomorrow night, Country Thunder Craven is going to announce the lineup. And one of the most successful nights last year was the Sunday night with Def Leppard. Year before, they had Nickelback, right? That was huge. I know for a fact it's not all country again. But we will have all the details as it's announced. And, of course, Friday morning, Country Thunder crew is going to join us and share the lineup as well, too. But looking forward, I wonder who is coming to Craven this summer. Well, next summer, I guess, technically. Rider fans celebrated a party along Albert Street. They were just loving the Grey Cup Parade yesterday.
Super excited to be here today.
Beyond ecstatic. It's been 12 years.
It's just amazing that we'd be able to get to witness this again.
I'm here because I wouldn't miss this for the world.
We're so happy to be here because we're huge Rider fans.
Can I get a Let's Go Riders?
It's awesome to see the Riders win.
They were due. It's great.
They were celebrating. Come on, Kevin Martell, join me now here in the 980 CJME newsroom. That was pretty fun yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it brings so much joy to see other people so happy. And in this case, you know, the Riders players, just watching them. When you talk about play, a lot of times through the season, they're pretty even keel, right?
Yeah.
They don't, I mean, you've heard it before, the sports cliche, can't get too high or can't get too low. This is the one time where you can almost allow yourself to get really, you know, out there. And it was fun to see them with their beers, with their cigars, and just having all kinds of fun.
Yeah. We've seen it in the NHL, right? There's been epic parties. The Lightning, Ovi, and the Capitals have been known for it.
Swimming
to go on weeks.
Fountains.
And, you know, good on the Riders, too. They only get the Grey Cup, like 3 days. Because unlike the NHL, they don't get it in their home for a whole day, right? So this is why it's important. Last night, I see this morning on social media, they were at the Broken Rack in the Golden Mile Mall.
Nice.
Somebody took photos, giant limo pulled up, great cup, and all these players haul out, hooting and hollering. So they're still partying here and taking it around. That's what's cool. They were singing Creed karaoke the other night after eating out of the Grey Cup at Memories Restaurant there. And it's fun to see them do this, and I think that's, boy, if we could keep these guys together, a lot of those stars that we're talking yesterday are free agents. So it's going to be a work in progress in the offseason.
And, of course, the big question is Trevor Harris, right? We heard comments from him yesterday, him talking about, you know, it'd be nice to have back-to-back championships with, of course, the Riders have never done before. So if he's talking about that, is that perhaps a bit of a sign that he wants to come back and try to do that?
He'll be back. I hope he'll be back. Man, he might be turning 40 next year, but he plays like he's, a lot younger than that.
Everybody is about to leave, at least for the off season. It's garbage bag day.
That's right.
Cleaning out their lockers. So they'll, I mean, obviously some players, I'm sure, will stick around for a little bit.
And we always get comments, with some final comments, and I expect most of them will sound pretty hoarse. when they're commenting later today after
eyes sore,
screaming like they were yesterday. But Vanya Kappa's next. We're not done football here. And we know how many were cheering against Montreal on the weekend. This last weekend, this coming weekend, it's the Huskies, the arch rival to the Rams, taking on Montreal. How many Ram fans are going just to cheer against the Huskies?
Yeah, look at that, eh? Another championship football game with the Saskatchewan team in it playing Montreal. But yeah, the Huskies, they've had a good season so far, just edging out Regina. They had some good matches this year, good games this year, and now one more win for the Huskies.
And look at this, Kevin. It's going to be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The forecast showing sunshine and 6 degrees right now.
Wow.
This weather, and I know you got your Christmas lights up, but you need more inflatables on the front lawn. As stupid as they look when the lawn is brown right now, it's time to get those inflatables up. I see a lot of people preparing for Christmas now, taking advantage of this weather.
Well, and you talk about the lawn being brown. It looks like it'll stay that way for at least the foreseeable future. Not really much in the forecast. Next week, there's a chance of flurries, but
there's a chance of rain today, Kevin. That's about it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you are driving, though, just a heads up, because it does look a little more wintry towards Saskatoon, north of Saskatoon, the battle for
Cecilar. Fog on the roads here this morning, too.
Yeah.
With this much moisture in the air, you do get some fog patches, too. But all right. Well, it's a great-looking forecast for the weekend of the Vanier Cup, and there are still lots of tickets available for that, too. And you might hear that annoying alert, but hey, in an emergency, we'd welcome it. What's going on this aft?
1:55 this afternoon, you will get another yes alert on your phone. You'll hear it on the radio station as well, TV if you're watching. It's, again, one of these tests for the provincial alert system. So here we go. Get ready.
CJME News Time now is 6:57. Well, amid traffic slowing, driving across the border, even flying to certain destinations in the U.S., I was curious how our Regina Airport is hanging in there, and that's why I thought I haven't spoken to my buddy James Bogus, CEO, in a while, so let's get him on the phone. James, you there?
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Nice to have you back. I'm well, thank you. James, Black Friday deals, they seem to be out earlier than ever, and there are more to come. I wonder, do the airlines get in on the Black Friday madness? Are there deals to be had?
Well, there certainly have been in previous years. For the listeners, I'm sure many are, but make sure you sign up for the major airlines mailing list on their email. They will be sending out, I'm sure, codes or some form of promotion. They almost do every year. I can't imagine this year will be any different.
We're seeing less Canadians visit the U.S. out of resentment to Trump and the whole tariff treatment of Canada. Cross-border traffic, I saw a number the other day, down as much as 34%. Have you seen those direct flights, say, to Denver and elsewhere suffer out of YQR because of this?
Well, certainly you could always want more passengers, Greg, but surprisingly, we continue to buck the trend. We actually just got our October data, and specifically on transborder. So this is flights originating or returning back from the U.S. We're still up 37%
nice.
Year over year, and that's year-to-date data to October. So it's been pretty impressive. But keep in mind, we're only talking about 2 aircraft a day, plus those seasonal flights that come in the winter.
Okay, so overall traffic is up at YQR the last month or two?
Well, we actually just got our October data, and I am thrilled. We had our fourth month now this year that we beat our old 2019 results. In fact, Greg, we're up 4.7% year over year in October, so that's month over month data, but it's 2.9% when we look back at 2019. So this has been incredible. So fourth month now at YQR, we're beating those old results.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, population's up. We've got more events and conferences. We're seeing some really exciting things happening in the city. All of those factors together help, and the price of travel. Not for the Grey Cup, I can tell you that. I was watching that one with Winnipeg. But the price of travel has been really reasonable. You know, different fare classes from WestJet, lots of flight options going to even the U.S. Many people still are traveling. It just, you add all that up together, and we're seeing some reasonable growth from 2019. Again, that's only 4 months of the year. It's not the entire year, but that's very promising when we look to the future.
James Bogus from the Regina Airport. We used to have a flight between Regina and Saskatoon. I know the Chamber was pumping out a survey there, hoping to see its return. Any update on that?
Yeah, so for those who aren't aware, the Chamber of Commerce, both in Saskatoon and Regina, did a survey, about 230 respondents. Broadly speaking, very, very popular idea to see a flight return between the two cities. Last one ended, Greg, in 2020, just right when COVID started. So we're having some early conversations with a couple of provincial airlines to see if there's interest. It's a tough slog, though. I mean, you've got a close drive, obviously, you can do to Saskatoon. And people are using Teams and Zoom for some of these meetings. But there is some initial interest. I don't want to get the listeners' hopes up yet, other than we're starting those conversations, and that survey was very helpful to help sort of open the door again.
All right, James, hot, sunny destinations. Holiday travel season is upon us here, too. Just focus on those getaways that are direct flights. We've got a number of them. Are they selling well, and what can you suggest there?
Well, I can tell you WestJet, Sunwing, the combo, which is really one company now, seem quite happy. On our last interview, I was mentioning to the listeners as well, we're seeing a sort of a densification or more frequency to some of the really popular ones like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta. But WestJet and Sunwing have pared back a few. There's no Varadero this year, no Puerto Plata. So a bit of a trade-off between the two. And talking about the U.S., Greg, they're not going to be serving Orlando. They're apparently not seeing the demand for it. The flip side is you can connect to a lot of these places for those major hubs. So remember, if you don't have the nonstop from YQR the day you want it, make sure you check to see if you can get it through Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver, or even Denver and Minneapolis.
All right, James. Thanks for the update. I know the holiday season, we'll probably have you on again in December because that's when everyone wants to know getting through security, how do you do it with presents and all that. But good to hear that everything is turning around at the Regina Airport, and thanks for the update.
Well, and thanks to the listeners for all the support, and we look forward to talking to you before Christmas.
I got a feeling that some of those Saskatchewan Rough Riders have probably lost their voice entirely by now, the way they were screaming at the top of their lungs with excitement yesterday. Joining me now, Evan Bray from the Evan Bray Show. You got to hand it to them.
Yes.
As you, I know you saw the parade yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I was on the road, yeah.
So many of them ripping their shirts off. And with bodies like that, I guess you and I would do the same, wouldn't we?
I was tempted to do it regardless yesterday. It was pretty exciting. You know, I'm just so happy for... I'm happy for the team, yeah. But I'm happy for fans. Like, there were people you could see openly weeping.
Yeah.
Like, they were so excited. And you know, I mean, the Rider fans have always been so connected to this team. But just seeing the willingness of people to take pictures and sign autographs yesterday, pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, the weeping is interesting to me because I'm a Rider fan, but I have never, you know... been one to weep when the Riders win or
Greg,
lose.
Greg, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
If the Oilers win the Stanley Cup
this year, I will be weeping.
There you go.
I was getting to my point. It's like, you know, I'm a little more passionate about the Oilers.
Right.
You know, I'm a hockey fan, number one, sure. and the Riders are second. I'm just saying, yes, I get the weeping.
Yeah.
Because I've wept the last couple of years losing in game 7.
Tears of sadness.
But tears of joy would definitely stream. So I love seeing that too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I just love the energy of the players. And you have to think, Greg, and I had Rob Vanstone on the show yesterday, the Riders are going to want to do everything they can to keep this core together as much as possible. Like, I know there's lots of talk. Is Trevor Harris going to be back next year? You have to think that's in the cards.
Yeah. Yeah, he's younger than you and I.
Yes.
In way better shape. He's going to be 40 next week. The guy looks like he's playing, like, you know, athletically of, you know, maybe 30.
Yeah. And you can't discount the relationships that he's got with AJ Ouellette, for example, the receiving core, like that. In a team atmosphere, that's huge as well.
Do you not want to party with Coach Mace now more than ever?
Yes.
Because we've seen him, the serious side, and now he's just letting himself go.
And then he threw us a stogie in his hand. I'm like,
suddenly he's Evan Bray material.
I was going to say, there's a guy I could sit down and have a cigar with.
And even, I'm going to be playing it again here shortly. He personally called the 50-50 winner to let him know they won over $1 million.
I know, I heard that.
And that was funny, too. He just sounds like he's really endearing to Rider fans right now. Okay, what's coming up in the big show today?
Well, we got lots to talk about today. I mean, there's lots of stuff in the news right now, but we of course, since budget time especially, we've been following along what the priorities are for the federal government when it comes to becoming an energy superpower. I've got a great guest to kick off the show today, Heather Exner-Perot, who is the senior fellow and director of Energy, Natural Resources and Environment with McDonald Laurier Institute. She actually does some podcast work. She's got some great insight into missteps that the federal government is making when it comes to especially oil and gas, which we know is big for our province. So I'm sure that conversation is going to be a great way to go into open lines.
And bragging rights are up for grabs today?
Bragging rights, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is happening today. And our friend Sam Lawler, you have Samantha Lawler, the well-known U of R astronomer on your show. She's on our show today talking about these northern lights are going to come and go throughout the winter here. We've got a couple of comets flying around, so we got lots to talk about there as well. So lots on the show today.
See you back here at 8:30. Thanks, Evan.